So we know the Gemara that Beis and Beis says that the Lashon Mekudeshes means the Asala Akolayama Kehekdish. That the woman is Asura. There's a Chalos Isser that occurs through the Kiddushin. When a person is Mekadesh and Isha, Bekesef Shtar Ubiya, so she's Asura Lechala Olam, she's Meteris Levailin, she's Asura Lechala Olam, if she's Mezana, she's Chayav Misa. That everyone agrees to, that Kiddushin creates a Chalos Isser. The question is, does Kiddushin also create a Kenyan Maman for the Baal in the Isha? Is he Kona the Gufa Isha? Is she Bershusa also? He has a Kenyan in her? Not Kishara Vachamaro, it's not like he can sell her, but maybe all those Shibudim, all the obligations that the woman has toward her husband, maybe those aren't simply Shibudim like a Poel, but rather he owns her. L'inyan, those in Yonim, he has a Kenyan Aguf in the Isha, L'inyan the Shibudim that she has toward him. But should we say no, that Kiddushin only creates a Chalos Isser, Bilvad, it doesn't create any Kenyan Maman whatsoever. So we pointed out that that's probably a Machlokes Rishonim. The Tosfos HaRosh on Daf Hei that we mentioned actually on day one, the Tosfos HaRosh says that an Arusa is called Kenyan Kaspo because she's Meshuva to the husband. So we asked, how could that be called Kenyan Kaspo? It's not a Kenyan. A Poel is not called Kenyan Kaspo. The Poel of a Kohen can't eat Truma, so why should an Isha be able to eat Truma? So apparently what the Rosh is saying is that the husband has a Kenyan Mamon in his wife. Those Shibudim generate a Kenyan, it's not that the Shibudim generate the Kenyan, but the Kiddushin generates the Kenyan Mamon in Gufa Isha, and she's Meshubad. The Kenyan Mamon creates these Shibudim. Aye, the Chal B'Shas Nisu and B'Shas Kiddushin? No, but the Shoresh, the essence of those Shibudim, a Chal already B'Shas Kiddushin, as long as the impediment for that Kenyan Kiddushin to be Chal completely is taken away, so then the Shibudim are going to be Chal completely. That's what the Rush seems to say. That a husband does have a Kenyan Mamon in Gufa Isha. It's not simply that a Chalos Isser has taken effect through the Kiddushin, but there really is a Kenyan Mamon. By contrast, who is the Mara, the Shmaitza, the Rishal, who said there is no Kenyan Aguf in the Isha through the Kiddushin? The Ramban. The Ramban Adav Gimel says that the reason why the Gemara doesn't ask from Chazaka, that even though we compare Stei Ephraim to Kiddushin, but there's no Havamina to say that an Isha should be nicknamed by Chazaka, that if she works for the husband, that she should be nicknamed to him by Kiddushin. Ramban says it's because she's not like a Soda. She's not like a Soda. There's no Kenyan Haguf in the wife, so therefore there's no Havamina that he should be able to be called by Chazaka. How would the Tosfos HaRosh answer? Does the Tosfos HaRosh assume that maybe she should be nicknamed by Chazaka? The answer is no. She's still like a Soda, we said. Like a Soda, he can't sell her to someone else. There are differences. The Ramban holds, no, the fact that she's not Kasada, that means she's Mamish, I guess there's no Kenyan Aguf. It's a question of how to understand how much is the Kenyan of the Baal Be'ishto not Kasada. The Ramban says it's not Kasada Bechal, he doesn't have a Kenyan Aguf in her at all. The Rush would say that he does have a Kenyan Aguf, but it's not Kasada, Le'inyan Zeh, that he can't sell it to someone else. So that's why the Gemara didn't have a Havamina that he should be able to be called her Bechazok. And that's what the Ramban holds. So we pointed out, it's interesting. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha nikneis v'sholosh drachim. What does it mean, nikneis? According to the Tosfos HaRosh, it's gevaldik. Nikneis means, not only is there a chalos yisur, but there's even a kinyan aguf. The Lashon Kinyan works out very well according to the Rosh. What does nikneis mean according to the Ramban? So it must mean, not that there's a chalos kinyan mamon, but rather that what? What? That the chalos yisur occurs through Maisa Kenyan, that there's a Xeris HaKosav, that the same Maisa that you do to create a Kenyan Mammon by Karka, that's the same Maisa that you do to create the Chalos Isser by Kiddushin. It's not that the nature of the Chalos is the same. It's a different Chalos. It's not a Chalos Kenyan. It's a Chalos Isser. But the mechanism that achieves that Chalos is the same. That's what Nikneis means according to the Ramban. Where did the Ramban get such a concept? That Ishus is not a Kenyan Mammon. It's just a Kenyan Isser. The answer is he got it from Avdus. Right? We know there's a concept of an Eved Ivri, an Eved Knaini. What kind of an ownership does the Adon have in his Eved? So there's a very famous Gemara in Daf Tezayin that makes reference, that makes a statement that the Rishonim, that the Ramban himself, uses to develop this notion of a Kenyan Isser. Let me turn for a moment to Daf Tezayin, please. The Mishnah on Daf Yudal and Bay says that an Eved Ivri is Nikna Bekesef Ubishtar. And his Kones Atzma, Bishonim, Biyovel, Bigiro, and Kesef, different things that the Eved Ivri can be called himself. The Eved Ivri is a full fledged Yisrael, he's chayav in all mitzvahs. exactly like a regular Yisrael. There's one difference between him and a regular Yisrael. What's that? Exactly. The Eved Ivri is mutar b'shichla k'nayis, but a regular Yisrael is not. Everything else is exactly the same. He's got to put on tefillin, he has to be shomer Shabbos. It's exactly the same as a regular Yisrael. But he's mutar b'shichla k'nayis. So the Mishnah says that he's yotze b'shanim u'b'yovel u'b'giron kesef. He pays back a little bit of the money. He worked for the Adam for a year, but he paid a certain amount of money. Let's say he paid $60 for 6 years. Right? He worked for a year, then if he pays back the 50, so then he goes out for free. So comes the Gemara Daf Tezayin and says that the Eved Ivri also can be Yotze Bishtar. Bishtar? That if the Odin writes a Shtar Shichur, then he can be Yotze Bishtar. So for the Gemara, what do you need a Shtar for? Lemele ba'apetre zil. Let the Odin just tell the Eved, zil, go, goodbye. Let him be Mocha. Mechila should work. The Adon has a kinyan in his Eved Ivri, so let him be mochel that kinyan. If I'm mochel what you owe me, if I'm mochel a chiyuv that you have toward me, so then you're same thing over here, the shibud that he has on his Eved, and then the Eved should be able to go free. Amar Rava, Zosomeres, Eved Ivri gufo konoi, v'haram shemochel al gir'ono, ein gir'ono mochel. Comes Rava and makes a very famous statement. Eved Ivri gufo konoi. The guf of the Eved is coming to the Adon, and therefore Mechila is not going to work. Mechila doesn't work on the Gufa Eved, so therefore he's not going to go out without a shtar. That's Rava's big chiddush on that design. Right? He's not going to go out, excuse me, with the Mechila alone. He's only going to go out with shtar. Rava says that Eved Ivri Gufa Koni tells me that Mechila is not going to work. Mechila can't work on Gufa Eved. That's why the Eved needs a shtar. So the Mishnah is right. It can be Yotze, Bishonim, Ubiyovel, Ubigiron, Kesef, and Bishtar. But don't tell me that whatever is written in the shtar, he could just say Baal Peh. That's just a Mechila. Mechila doesn't work on the Kinyan Aguf that the Adon has in his Eved. Why not? Why shouldn't Mechila work on the Kinyan Aguf? What's the problem? So comes the Ramban and says that what Rava really is telling us is that the Adon has two Kinyanim in his Eved. Rava is saying a Lom de Shavart over here. This is the Ramban and Daf Tezayin. Al kei nira li says the Ramban, the kei ma d'shnei kinyonim heim ba'avdus, echad kinyon momen. The other has a kinyon momen in his Eved, but kinyon d'maisei yodom. The Eved has to work for the other. So says the Ramban, that's a kinyon momen. I'll submit to you he has a kinyon momen in the Eved. He has a monetary lien, a monetary bilis over the Eved to work for him. The echad kinyon issa, but he also has a kinyon issa. Shu ostro b'vas Yisrael, that he asks him b'vas Yisrael. I'm sorry, this is not the Eved Ivri. This here the Ramban is talking about Eved Knaini. I was reading it and it didn't make any sense. And Eved Ivri is the same as a regular Yisrael. So the Ramban didn't make sense. The Ramban is talking about an Eved Knaini. He says that an Odon has a Kinyan Mamon and a Kinyan Isser in his Eved Knaini. And Eved Knaini is not a full-fledged Yisrael. And Eved Knaini has a Miktsas Kedushas Yisrael. His Chayev and Mitzvahs Ke'isha. Lola Meisha, we have a Gzera Shava. The Eved Knaini is like an Isha. A male Eved Knaini has dinim like an Isha. He can eat the truma of his Adon, he's kinning kaspo of his Adon. But he's also Bevas Yisrael. He has a Miktsas Kedushas Yisrael, but he's also Bevas Yisrael. So says the Ramban, the Adon has a Kinyan Isser in his Eved Knaini, she also Bevas Yisrael, Upotro, mi Miktsas Mitzvahs. There's a status of Issa Veheta that this Eved Knaini has. He's not a goy, but he's not a full-fledged Yisrael. He can't marry a Bas Yisrael, but he's chayav in mitzvahs ke'isha. He can eat truma of his adon. Right? He has some halachas that are similar to a full-fledged Yisrael, some halachas that are similar to Kinyan Kaspo of the adon. He's like in limbo. He has different halachas. That's a Kinyan Issa. The Adon has a Kinyan Issa in his Eviv. The Kinyan Aguf Hazeh, says the Ramban, Nifka al yidei get chayrus. Ve'eno Nifka b'dibur. This Kinyan Haguf that he has, the Kinyan Issa. The Ramban says the Kinyan moment that he has in Gufa Eved, le'inyan melocha, that could be Nifka through Mechila. If he's Mochel the Eved, even though he has a Kinyan Aguf in the Eved, that wouldn't be a problem to be Yotzi b'Mechila. Because Mechila can sever a Kinyan Mamon, it can dissolve a Kinyan Mamon, that's not a problem. Eved Ivri Gufo Konoi, is teaching me that the Adon has nocha kinyan. He has a second kinyan in his eved, and that's a kinyan iser. That kinyan can't be severed by machima. That means a kinyan vis-a-vis iser beheter. Chayev b'mitzvahs ki'isha. He's ochel b'truma. In Rabbo Kohen. He's also b'mas Yisrael. Different halachas. That kinyan iser can't be severed by mechila because mechila is a monetary concept. Mechila relates to kinyan mamon, it can't relate to kinyan iser. Isaac.
How can we say that it's the kinyan that causes the chalos iser on the kani? Before he was an eved, he was still asur lebat Yisrael, and he was still asur in.
Right, but now he's chayev in mitzvahs, but still asur. He's chayev in mitzvahs and mutter b'truma, but still asur lebat Yisrael. It's not that the kinyan created the iser lebat Yisrael. I'm just showing. The only thing that Ramban is saying is that he's not a full fledged Yisrael. He has a certain status. So that status is in the control of the Adam. The status is created through a Maisa Kinyan, through Kesef and Shtar, and it can be severed through a Shichra. Right? It is somewhat in control of the Adam, not completely, because if Yobel came, then it would be severed even without the Adam. Right? Not by an Eved Kinyan, I shouldn't say that, not by an Eved Kinyan. Okay, by an Eved Kinyan, it's completely in the control of the Adam. The Adam has to be Meshachar, the Eved. Right? We're blurring the lines of demarcation over here. By an Eved Kenani, the Eved Kenani really is in the Rishus of the Adon. So you can say that the Kinyan Haguf that he has vis-a-vis Issa V'Heter, that's really a Kinyan. It's under the control of the Master, and it's created by a Maisa Kinyan. Okay? Comes Ramban and says, Mashal Mohadav Adoma, where's an example of a Kinyan Issa? Doma le Kinyan Ishus? The Kinyan Issa that an Adam has in his Eved Kenani is like Kinyan Ishus. That's what we're here for. Murder the Ramban. Doma le Kinyan Ishus shu tzarach get lahatira umimenu hu lamed. The Kinyan Issa be Eved Kenani is like a Kinyan Ishus. What's Ramban saying? Kinyan Ishus is Kinyan Issa. That's Amish what Ramban is saying. Beferish. This is not a brisket Torah. It's a Beferish Ramban. Beferish Ramban. That the Kinyan Ishus is a Kinyan Issa. It's not a monetary kinyan, it's a status of Issa Veheta that's created through Maisa Kinyan and is under the control of the Baal. He has a bailus over it. It's under his control. He can be matir through again. Dr. Ramban, this is the Hemshah, this is Pshat in the Gemara Daf Tezayin. Lefikach, Omru, Sha'afet, Ved Ivri, Yesh, L'Rabbo, Kinyan Issa, Shari Matir, B'Shivcha, Kanayis. By the same token, the Rav has a Kinyan Isser in his Eved Ivri because there's a status of Isser Veheta that's changed through the Maisa Kinyan. And what is that? That the Eved Ivri is Mota B'Shecha Kainis. That is the only difference between him and a regular Yisrael. Says the Ramban, V'nivka v'lo get, V'ein Kinyan Isser, Nivka v'lo get, Bein Be'ishas, Bein Be'avdus. A Kinyan Isser can't be severed without a Get Shechra, Bein Be'ishas, Bein Be'avdus. That's what Rava means, that Eved Ivri Gufo Konoi, Mechila is not going to work. Gufo Konoi means that aside from the Kinyan Mammon, there's also Kinyan Isser, and Mechila can't work on the Kinyan Isser. Even though it can work on the Kinyan Mammon, it can't work on the Kinyan Isser. And that's exactly why the Eved Ivri can't be freed by Mechila Bilvad. This is the Ramban's Pshat in Rava, in the Gemara Daf Zayin, and you see from the Ramban, it's not just an extrapolation, he says it beferish. That the Kinyan Issa that the Adon has both in his Eved Kenani and his Eved Ivri find their source in Kinyan Ishus, because that's what the Kinyan of Ishus, that's what Kiddush is all about. It's just the Chalos Issa, but it's created through a Maisa Kinyan. That's why we can call it a Kinyan Issa. Questions? Okay. We then explain that this Shaila might relate to the first Rashi in the Masech. Ha'isha nicknames B'sholosh Drachim. Zot Rashi Labaila. She's nicknamed Labaila. What does it mean, Labaila? Of course, Labaila. What's the Shaila? So the Ran says Labaila lahatzricha get. The Ran seems to be limiting. He seems to understand Rashi. Ran is explaining Rashi. He seems to understand that Rashi means to limit the kinyan. Just Labaila. What does that mean, just Labaila? So explains the Ra'ah. Le'inyan Baila. She's nicknamed Le'inyan Baila, meaning just l'inyan issa v'heter, right? The fact that she's asura l'kulei alma and she's materis l'baila. L'baila, according to the Ran, l'baila in Rashi is limiting the word nicknames. That nicknames doesn't really mean nicknames. That's how the Ran are learning. Nicknames doesn't mean that there's a kinyan mama created. Nicknames just means there's a maisa kinyan that creates only a chalos ishus. L'baila, l'inyan baila. That's it. That's like the Ramban. But there's no kinyan mama in Gufa Isha, it's just the kinyan Issa Bilvan. Comes the Meiri and explains differently. He's not explaining Rashi, but he says that there are two things that are chal through this kinyan. First of all, that no one else can be zocha in the Isha, that ain't kiddushin tov simba, and secondly, that she's asura l'kula i'alma. So we suggested that it makes sense to say that pshat v'das Rashi as well, because l'baila doesn't sound like l'inyan baila, it sounds like l'baila to her husband. What's more, liyavam, later the Mishnah says what? Hayavam and Niknes, and Rashi explains, liyavam. There it means le'inyan yavam. What's le'inyan yavam? Doesn't make any sense over there. What's more, the hemshech of Rashi, the kones atzma, Rashi says, lios birshusa lehinase la'acher. Lios birshusa. According to the Ra'ah, it should just say lahatira la'alma. Lios birshusa sounds like, through the kiddushin, she's not birshus atzma, she's birshus habal. But through a get, she comes back to her rishus. Le'inyin what? Le'inyin a kiddushin atov simba. Not just that she's muteres bebia. She's muteres lekuliyama. But kiddushin tov simba, until she gets that get, kiddushin ain't tov simba. If someone else is mekadesh, then her husband, her first husband passes away, she doesn't need a get from the second husband, because that second kiddushin was completely meaningless. Now Leo's Bershusa through the get, she's now Bershus Atzma, and if she accepts Kiddusha from someone else, then she needs a get to be Muteres Lashul. That could be what Rashi has in mind. Labaila means to be Bershus Baila, not Le'inyan Baila, not just Le'inyan Ishus, but to be Bershus Baila, there is a Kinyan Mammon. Maybe Rashi adds this word to teach us like the Rosh, that there is a Kinyan Mammon created through the Kiddushin. Not to limit, Faker, to expand our concept of Kiddushin. That's the machlokas over here. Machlokas we've shown whether Rashi added this extra word to limit nicknames or to expand nicknames. To limit it to say that there's only a chalosis or no kinyan mammon, or to expand it to say that there's even a kinyan mammon. Okay. Some of you asked me after shir, what's the nafkamina? What's the difference? I mean, it's the nice conceptual framework. There are two ways of looking at kiddushim, whether it's only a chalosister, or it's really tzveidinim, it's both a chalosister and the kinyan mama, but like, what does it matter? Everything is the same. She has the same shibud, and b'shas kiddushim she'll have certain halachas that apply to her, that ain't kiddushim tov simba, she's a surah l'kulei alma, and b'shas nisuah, we have the other shibud that are being chal. There's no nafkamina l'maisa, it's just two different ways of looking at the same things. Like, what does it really matter? There is a nafkamina. There could be one nafkamina between these different approaches. And that relates to a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin is talking about a very strange case, but this strange case is worth it. It's worth it to go through this Gemara just to get the beautiful lumdus that emerges from this sugi. What am I referring to? The Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel in Gittin. There's a concept called the Shibcha Charufa. Shibcha Charufa. What's a Shibcha Charufa? He shibcha nechrefes le'ish. Parshas Kedosh. A shibcha charufa is a chetzya shibcha v'chetzya baschor. Now how does someone become like that? But she's half a shibcha k'nanis and half a baschor. The answer is, she's owned b'shutfus between two people, and one of them frees her. So one of them frees her. Now she's a chetzya shibcha v'chetzya baschor. The half that's still owned is a chetzer shifra, and the part that was meshuchra is a chetzer baschar. So the Gemara asks the following, doesn't ask a question, but it quotes a machlokas amaroyim, aliba de Rav Nachman. What's the din in the following case? A chetzer shifra of a chetzer baschar in shneskat shel Reuven, v'nishtachar of a chazer v'nishtachar shel Shimon. Let's say you have a chetzer shifra of a chetzer baschar, and Reuven was mekadesh. A chetzer shifra of a chetzer baschar is mutter to an eved ivri, but not to a Yisrael. Why is the chetzer shivcha v'chetzer baschar? Why is the shivcha charufa muteres to an eved ivri? Why? Because the eved ivri is a full-fledged Yisrael, but he's allowed to marry a shivcha kanis. So that's it. Right? Within the tzad baschoran, he's muter as a Yisrael. Within the tzad shivcha, he's also muter because the eved ivri is muter to marry a shivcha kanis. So for an eved ivri, it's great. But for a full-fledged Yisrael, no. He can't live with her. He can be Mekadesh her, but he's only Mekadesh half of her. So she's half Mekudeshes and half Shivchan. So it's not going to work very well. The Eved Ivri is also only Mekadesh half of her. He can't be Mekadesh the Tzad of Shivchan Kanais, but he can live with her even without Kiddushin. He can't be Mekadesh of Shivchan Kanais. It just doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense. Right? But he can live with both Tzadim, so he can live with the Shivcha Charufa. But Yisrael can't live with the Shivcha Charufa. He can be Mekadesh her, but doesn't do anything until the Shivchan. Ah, but the question is, what happens when there's a Shivchan? So that's the Shalom Gimel. Should we say that when she becomes Meshuchreres, Goru Kiddushei Ruven? Right, if Reuven's Mekadesh her, right, this is the woman. Not quite, but right, conceptually. Right? So half of her is a Bas Chorin. You can't put people in a box. Okay, half of her is a Bas Chorin and half is a Shifter, right? So Reuven, she's Mekudeshes. Half of her is Mekudeshes to Reuven. What happens when there's a Shifter? When the other Adam says, ah, oh, he feels terrible for her. Here she's Mekudeshes to Reuven, but she can't live with him. So he's Meshachra her. What happens at that point? Do we say that Gomru Kiddushei Reuven, or do we say that Paki Kiddushei Reuven? Is there zero, or is there a full Kiddushin as a result of the Shechem? What happens? Do we say that Nishtana Gufa, once there's a Shechem, so then Gershon is Garak, a Kot Nishanola dummy, this Shivcha who's now Meshuchreres, she's like a different person? She's a Beria Chadosha. It's a Beria Chadosha, then everything falls off of her. Anyway, if she's a Berech Hadasha, everything falls off of her and it's a zero. Or should we say, no, she's not a Berech Hadasha. Okay, she has a new life here, but she's not a Berech Hadasha. So Fakir, maybe we should say that the only reason why the Kiddushin of Reuven could only be Chal in half of her is because it could only be Tofes in the Tzad of Bashorin. But now that it can be Tofes, now that it can grab in the other Tzad, so it'll be Nigmar, it'll fill in. That's a Shaila. Rav Nachman apparently said something in Shir, and there's Machlokas Amaroyim, what he said. Either Gomer Kiddushei Reuven or Pakei Kiddushei Reuven. Good. That's one stage of the Gemara. Now comes the Gemara early on, Daf Mem Gimel, and has another halacha. Rav Chisda says, what happens in the following case? Chetzi Shivcha v'chetzi Baschorin sh'niskat shel Reuven v'nishtachra v'chozev v'niskat shel Shimon u'meisum. Now we're talking about Reuven and Shimon that are brothers. So she was Mekudeshes to Reuven, then there was the Shechor, and then Shimon was Mekadesh, and they both died. So Zot the Gemara, Misyabemes Levi. She can. She's a kugel liyavim to Levi. Levi's the third brother, so Levi can do even with her. Even though there is a halacha that there's no zika liyavim by eishes shnei meisim. What does eishes shnei meisim mean? How can he be married to two people? Not for now. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamis. It's a complicated case. Not for now. Okay, but the din of yavim doesn't apply to eishes shnei meisim. So the Gemara says, how can there be Yibam over here? She was Mekudeshes to two people, to Reuven and to Shimon, to two brothers. To Reuven and to Shimon, she has a Zika from two brothers, not from one brother. So how can there be Yibam? No, that's the halacha of Chista's Chiddush, is that this is not Eishes Shnei Meisim. She's not Mekudeshes to two people, but how can't she be Mekudeshes? Reuven and Shimon both did a Kiddushin. So explains Tosus, what the Gemara is telling us, is that Manavshah, she's not Mekudeshes to both. We just don't know which one she's Mekudeshes to. But there are only two options. What are the two options? Gomru or Paku. those are the two options, right? Either Gomru Kiddushei Reuven or Paku Kiddushei Reuven. This is a case where we know that Shimon did a Kiddushin after the Shechor. So if you know that Shimon did the Kiddushin afterwards, so then she's either Mekudeshes to Reuven or to Levi, or what to Shimon. Right? If Gomru Kiddushei Reuven at the Shechor, then she's Mekudeshes to Reuven and Ein Kiddushin Tovsinba. So Shimon's Kiddushin were meaningless. If Paku Kiddushei Reuven, so then if Reuven were Mekadesh her again before Shimon got a chance to, so then Reuven would she be Mekadeshes to Reuven. But talking about a case where Shimon was Mekadesh her, right? It was Reuven, Kiddushei Reuven, Shechor, and then Kiddushei Shimon. So if you say Gomru Kiddushei Reuven, then Kiddushei Shimon weren't Chal. If you say Paku Kiddushei Reuven, so then Kiddushei Shimon are going to be Chal. So either way you slice it, she's not Eishes Shnei Meisim, she's Eishes Meis Echad. So Levi can do even with her. She is a Kukuli Yavim to Levi. Okay? That's the Gemara. Two parts to the Gemara. It's interesting that one part comes before the next part. But the way Tosis learns the earliest Sugya, it's really based on the next Sugya. That depending on how we learn whether Gomru Kiddushei Reuven or Paku Kiddushei Reuven, that will determine That will determine, that suffix will help us explain why even if she was Mekadeshes to Reuben, then there was the Shechar, and then she's Mekadeshes to Shimon, she's only married to one person, either to Reuben or to Shimon. Because either Gomer or Pakal. Adkan. So far so good? Questions. And if you gotten this far, the rest of it is not so difficult. Good. Comes the Beis Shmuel in Hilchas Kiddushin on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, makes a statement. He says, this Gemara and Daf Mem Gimel, nice Gemara, talking about what? Kiddushe Reuven, Shechar Kiddushe Shemen. Everything the Gemara says only applies if it's in that order. If the Kiddushe Shemen occurred after the Shechar. If the Kiddushe Shemen occurred after the Shechar, so then there's something to talk about. Maybe the Kiddushe Shemen were Chal. So if we take a step back from the Gemara, and we don't talk about two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, who are brothers. Let's say we're talking about Reuven and Shimon, who are not brothers. Not brothers. Right? So what emerges from the Gemara is that if Reuven's Mekadesh Anisha, then there's Shechar. If Reuven's Mekadesh a Chetzi Shifcha v'Chetzi Bastarin, remember, we're talking about a Chetzi Shifcha v'Chetzi Bastarin, a Shifcha Karufa. If Reuven's Mekadesh a Shifcha Karufa, and then the owner, Shmuel, a totally different person, the owner frees her other half, and then Shimon, not the brother of Reuven, different than the Gemara. Not the brother of Reuven. Not talking about Yibam anymore. That's Yivamas. We're learning Kiddushin here. Right? A different person. Not the brother. Shimon is Mekadesher. So then, she's Mekadeshes to one or to the other. She might be Mekadeshes to Reuven. She might be Mekadeshes to Shimon. Why do I say might be this, might be that? Because we don't know whether Gomer Kiddushin Reuven or Papa Kiddushin Reuven with the Shechar. If Gomer Kiddush Reuven, she's Mekadesh to Reuven. If Pakel Kiddush Reuven, and then Shimon was Mekadesh afterwards, then she's Mekadesh to Shimon. Why does it matter if we're not talking about a Yibum context? It very much matters. Because if we don't know whom she's Mekadesh to, for her to marry a third party, right? She wants to marry a third guy now. She should calm down a little bit. But, right? She wants to marry a third person, so she needs a get from both Reuven and Shimon. She needs a get from both Reuven and Shimon because she could be married to one or to the other. It's all a function of whether Gomer or Pakel. Right? She's got to learn Gittin to figure out the whole lumdus over here. But that's it. So she needs a get from both of them. Comes the Beis Shmuel and says that's only if Shimon was Mekadesh after the Shechar. What would be if Shimon were Mekadesh before the Shechar? What does the Beis Shmuel say? If Shimon's Mekadesh before the Shechar, then she wants to marry Yehuda. She wants to marry another person. Who does she need a get from? Who does she need to get from? Reuven, right? If Reuven's Mekadesher, well, right. Let's assume there was no Shechar yet. Reuven's Mekadesher, and before the Shechar, Shimon's Mekadesher. And now she wants to marry someone else. Yeah? And now she wants to marry someone else. Would you say Kiddushe Shimon HaGanabichal? Comes to Beis Shmuel and says no. Before the Shechar, I've had a Kiddushe Shimon HaGanabichal. The whole discussion is after the Shechar. But before the Shechar, it's impossible. She's already Mekudeshes to Reuven. So the Kiddushe can't be Chal. That's what the Beis Shmuel says. Let's turn to the Avne Meluim. The Avne Meluim quotes the whole thing. This is one of the most famous Avne Meluims. This is like opening day in the yeshivas. Open up by saying, what's Kiddushin? Is there a Kinyan Mamon or not? Machlokas the Avne Meluim in the Pnei Roshua. So why do you have to run to the Achronim? We saw this in the Rishonim. You have to see it in the Rishonim, in the Sugya. But it's known as the Machlokas Achronim. The Beis Shmuel says, Im Kiddush Acher Kodem Shechar. Not Im Kiddush Acher Kodem Shechar. That's a confused person. Maybe Mekadesh after before the Shechar. It's in Kiddush Acher, Kodem Shechar. Ain Tofes in Kiddushei Sheini. Kiddushei Sheini not going to be Tofes at all. The holy Baya in the Gemara was if the second person was Mekadesh after the Shechar, because then it could be Paki Kiddushei Reuven. Then there's what to talk about. Then maybe the Kiddushin of Shimon are going to be Chal. But in Kiddush before the Shechar, forget about it. Ain Tofes in Kiddushei Sheini at all. Comes the Avne Meluim and says, the Pnei Yeshua in Gittin on the Sugya says the same thing. He makes the same statement. He asks a kasha. The Pnei Yeshua Taka asks a kasha to get to this statement. Let's not talk about the kasha. Let's just go to the Yisod. The Pnei Yeshua has the same yesod as the Beis Shemuel. He says that if Shimon were to be Makadish the Isha before the Shechar, zero, nothing happened. Dvarim ba'alma, it means nothing. It means nothing. Because Kiddushei Reuven Mucham, it's before the Shechar, there was no Paki Kiddushei Reuven, so Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish. Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish. Kevan shetovsin kedushay Reuven harehi birshuso, says the Pnei Yeshua, ve'en liyad lakaba kedushin me'achem. She doesn't have a yad. She's not birshus atzma. She can't be makaba kedushin from other people. The lashon that they say this over with is ein kinyan acher kinyan. Shimon can't do a kinyan. Reuven made a kinyan. He was makadish already. Ein kinyan acher kinyan. She's not birshus atzma to accept kedushin from Shimon. So the Pnei Yeshua. And the Beis Shmuel says the same as the Pnei Yeshua. The Avner Meluna. What are they talking about? What are they talking about? It's doch against the Gemara in Kiddushin. We all know that in Kiddushin Tosin Be'eshes Ish, but why is that? Why is that? You tell me. Who knows? So Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Samach Zayin. What's the reason? Because Be'eshes Ish is a Chi of Karis. All of the Arayas were Hukshu Adadi, Hakesha de Rabbi Yoina. Right? Where's that Gemara in Kiddushin? The Chazon Ish quotes it. Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, the end of the third parak. Rabbi Yonah says, "Amar Kro Kol Asher Yasim Kol Atoivos Ha'Elav Nechusu Hukshu Kol Ha'Arayos Kulam Lachos Isha Machos Isha Lotavsi BaKedushin Av Kol Arayos Kulam Lotavsi BaKedushin Arayos Chayve Krisus Chayve Mises Bezdin. Anyone who's at least one of the Chayve Krisus, there's no Kedushin Tovsin Ba. The Chomer Ha'Iser prevents kedusha from being tofes. There's no relationship between them. Not only is it osur b'chi of kares to have beer together, but if they try to do a kedusha, it just ain't gonna work. It's so not shaya. The whole relationship is not shaya. That kedusha aren't gonna be tofes. So ein kedusha tofsin b'chayve mises bez, then ein kedusha tofsin b'chayve krisus b'chayve lavin. Most days hold the kedusha tofsin. We pass the kedusha tofsin b'chayve lavin. Chayve lavin mamzeres. Messina, Rabbi Akiva holds that ain't kedushin tovsin mechayve lavin. But we paskin that kedushin atovsin mechayve lavin. But ain't kedushin tovsin mechayve krisus. That's the mocha. Ain't kedushin tovsin be'eshes ish, because be'eshes ish is also one of the chayve krisus. Afrekti avne meluim. What are the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Shmuel talking about? Is shivcha charufa achi of karis? No, you're not chayve karis for having beer with a shivcha charufa. What are you chayve? What are you chayve? Asham Talay? Asham Talay, that's what you chayev. You chayev a carbon. You're not chayev misa, you chayev an Asham Talay? So, if you're not chayev an Asham Talay, then Kedushin Tovsin Ba. If you're chayev Kores, then ain't Kedushin Tovsin Ba, but if you're only chayev an Asham Talay, that's like chayev a lav. He says it's even less than chayev a lav. It's not a lav. It's not a lav. It's an Isser, but it's not a lav. It's a chayev Asham Talay. That's one of the Hashamas, you know, Hasham Gezelus and Hasham Meilus, Hasham Shechav Harufa, Hasham Shorufa, there it is. Hasham Mitzora, Hasham Nazar, Hasham Tole, all the Hashamas, it's one of the Hashamas. So, if you're not Chayev Kores, so be with the Shechav Harufa, then Kedushin Tovsin Ba, because ain't Kedushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish, since she's a Chayev Kores, like Achos Isha. But if there's no Chayev Kores, Kedushin Tovsin Ba. You could have two people. A woman can be mekudeshes to two people, as long as the first relationship is not one which creates an iser of chi of kares on anyone else. So by a shivcha charuva, since there's only a chi of Hashem Tov, no chi of kares, Shimon can be mekadesh a chiddush of the Avner Meluim. But he said that it's a gemar. It's not a gemar. What do you want from me? What's the Pnei Yeshua talking about? What's the Beis Shmuel saying that if Reuven's Mekadesh a Chetzer, Shivcha v'Chetzer v'Schorin, and then Shimon's Mekadesh, it doesn't even begin, because Ein Kinyan Achar Kinyan. That's not why Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish. Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish, because of a Chi of Kores. Because it's a Chi of Kores. Like the Gemara Daf Samach Zayin. What's the Pnei Yeshua going to say to the Gemara? Pile Plaim. Against those Zachron. So comes the Chazon Ish and says, nah, not such a shver Gemara. The Gemara asks, how do I know that Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish? It says it's Hukash Tachos Isha. But what's the Gemara saying? So comes the Chazanish and says, tremendous Yisod. There are other Achronim that say this as well. The real kasha of the Gemara is not why Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish. You see, lack of Tfisas Kiddushin comes along with another halacha. The Gemara often puts the two together. There are two halachas that come together as a tag team. Does anyone know what the other halacha is? Havlad? Mamz. Right? Whenever Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, that relationship will always produce a mamz. Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, Havlad Mamz. Dr. Chazan Ish, the Gemara in Kiddushin is not trying to figure out why Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish. I know why. Ein Kinyan Acher Kinyan. There's a simpler reason. You don't need the Hekesh to Achos Isha, to other Chayvei Krisis, to explain why Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish. There's a simpler reason. Ein Kinyan Acher Kinyan. Right? Why is it that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish? Is it because Ein Kinyan Achar Kinyan? Or is it because Bias Eishes Ish is a Chiyuv Karis? Which one is it? Comes the Chazan Ish and says, maybe it's really the first reason. It's not because of the second reason, it's because of the first reason. Either the Gemara says it's because of Chiyuv Karis. Says, no, maybe what the Gemara really is saying is, how do I know that Havlad Mamzer from the Eishes Ish? Not only is Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, but the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer as well. That I can't learn from Ein Kinyan Acher Kinyan. Well, what does Ein Kinyan Acher Kinyan tell me? Ein Kinyan Acher Kinyan means that the Kinyan can't be Chal after the first Kinyan. Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. But how do I know Havlad Mamzer? Says the Gemara, that's what I need the Hekesh to Achos Isha. To teach me that if Eishes Ish is part of the Chiyuve Kares, so then Havlad is going to be Mamzer from a Bia with an Eishes Ish. That's what the Gemara is teaching me. But it's not teaching me that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, but I know already. Because Ein Kinyan Acher Kinyan. The Chazan Ish Mamash turns the whole sukkah and it says, he says, the Hadar Parach, if you want, you can turn to page 2 in packet 3. Page 2 in packet 3. It's a beautiful Chazan Ish, a small piece of Chazan Ish. Chazan Ish is normally tough to read, you know. Chazan Ish, he wrote, it was Tifa Zachen, it was deep things that he was writing. But this is an easier Chazan Ish. The Hadar Parach, Besugin Be'eshes Ish, Menoled Lo Tasi, Bekedushin, Kosha! Chazan Ish is a Kasha. What do I need the Hekesh to Achos Isha? Tepu Glesha, Ein Adar Makna, Dover Sheno Shalom. It's Dover Sheno Shalom. Right? Doesn't belong to him. How can it be Makna, Dover Sheno Shalom? He means, how can he be, right? How can the woman be Makna, Dover Sheno Shalom? How can she be Makna herself to the second husband? She's not Rishus Atzma. That's the Chazan Ish's Kasha. What do I need the Hekesh to Achos Isha? Koshken lo shayach b'kiddushin kshi knuya labal. Knuya labal, says the Chazan Ish. Through the first kiddushin, she's knuya labal. Quite a statement, right? This is what we're getting to, right? She's knuya labal with the kiddushin. The baal owns her. Ken kosav hapnei Yoshua begitin. So what do I need the Gemara? It's not a kash on the Avnei Meluim. It's a kash on the Pnei Yeshua. The Chazan Ish says it's a kash on the Gemara. The Avnei Meluim says from the Gemara the kash against the Pnei Yeshua. The Chazan Ish says I don't understand the Gemara. You know, you could look at it this way, look at it that way, but it's the same kash. Zok the Chazan Ish v'yeshlom ar de'ina chanami de pshit le'shein b'kiddushin mishum shei kenuya avadein b'kiddushin. The Gemara is not asking why there's no kiddushin tos and beishes ish. Havlad Mamzer Be'eshes Av, only if Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Machmas Iser Chiyuv Kares. That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. How do I know Havlad Mamzer from Eishes Ish? That's from Eishes Av and Eishes Ach. That's learned out of the Hekesh. The Vlad Mamzer is learned out of the Hekesh. But not Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'eshes Ish. That I know already. I don't need the hekishra. It's not because of chiyas kares. It's because of ein kinyan acha kinyan. That's the real reason, says the Chazon Ish. He turns everything on its head. The Avner Malon says, from the Gemara you see against the Pnei Yoshua, from the Gemara you see that ein kedushin tosin beishas ish because of chiyas kares, not because of ein kinyan acha kinyan. Dr. Chazon Ish bakaret. Of course the svar is that ein kinyan acha kinyan. The Gemara is talking about why is Havlad Mamzer from eishas ish. So for that you need the hekish. You need the hekesh to achos isha to tell me havlad mamzer from eishes ish. But why is ein kedushin tosin beishes ish? Because ein kinyan achak. Wow. So we have a machlokas the Avner Miluim against the Pnei Yoshua, the Beis Shmuel and the Chazon Ish. That's what it sounds like. Right? Why is it that ein kedushin tosin beishes ish? And the nafkemi? Is it that ein kedushin tosin beishes ish because ein kinyan achak kinyan? Or is Enki Dushan Tavus and Ba'ishas Ish because it's a Chiyah Kars? What's enough Kamina? Shivcha Charufa. Can Kiddushan be Tavusin with Shivcha Charufa? Because there is no Chiyah Kars with Shivcha Charufa. It's only in Ashim Talim. So according to the Avner Miluim, that Enki Dushan Tavus and Ba'ishas Ish because of the Chiyah Kars, Kiddushan will be Tavusin with Shivcha Charufa. Ruven's Mekadesh Achetze Shivcha Vachetze Baschorin. And then Shimon is Mekadesh too. She is Mekudeshes to both. She will need a get from both to marry a third person. Right? Let's say there's a shichra. So now we don't know if Gomru or Paku. We don't know if Gomru Kudusha Ruvain, Gomru Kudusha Sheni, whatever. Right? We don't know Gomru or Paku. She'll need a get from both to marry Levi. Because the Kedushin of Shimon Wachal, this is before shichra, we're not talking about shichra anymore, right? Ruvain's Mekadesh Achetze Shivcha Vechetze Baskarin, and then Shimon is Mekadesher. The Avner Miluim will say that the Kiddushin of Shimon Achal. I ain't Kiddushin Tosin Be'eshes Ish. No. That's an Eshes Ish of Chiyav Kares. This is an Eshes Ish without a Chiyav Kares. There's only an Hashem Tali. So the Kiddushin of Shimon, I don't like to be Chal. Come the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Shmuel and the Chazon Ish also seems to say like that. What are you talking about? If she's Mekudeshes to Ruvein, no Kiddushin can be Chal. Ain kinyan acha kinyan. Forget chiyav kares. You don't need a chiyav kares for this. Ain kinyan acha kinyan. So even by chetze shivcha v'chetze baschorin, if Reuven's mekadesher, then Shimon can't be mekadesher. The kiddushin not going to be chal. She'll never need a get from Shimon. It's meaningless. The second kiddushin was mamish meaningless. What's machlokas achonim? It sounds like it's a machlokas about ain kiddushin tosin beishes ish, but to him it says this machlokas sabim alum v'chein Yeshua. This is big, really big. What are they really arguing about, Yaakov?
Is there anyone
who likes
the
Avner Miluim? Of course. Avner Miluim is saying that Ein Kinyan Acha Kinyan doesn't work over here. He must say that it doesn't work over here because if it does work, then he should have the Chazon Ish's Kasha. The Avner Miluim says the Gemara is a Kasha against the Pnei Yoshua, but the Chazon Ish is a better Kasha. How did we get to first base? The Gemara is Pilei Ploy. The Avner Miluim wasn't bothered by that kasha, because he must have felt there is no kinyan mamon of the baal beguf ha'isha. He doesn't own his wife at all. All kiddushin did was it created a chalos issa. A pretty big issa, chiyav kares, but it created a chalos issa. That's all it did. So if that's all it did, how can you talk about ein kinyan acha kinyan? The Pnei Yoshua's ein kinyan acha kinyan only makes sense according to those Rishonim who hold that there is a kinyan Mamon beguf ha'isha through the kiddushin. If you don't say there's a kinyan mamon, so what? Because there's a chalos iser ein kinyan acha kinyan. What does that have to do with anything? The lashon is that right. The lashon of the Pnei Yoshua is ein lo yad lekabel kiddushin. Harehi bishuso ve'ein lo yad lekabel kiddushin me'acher. That whole concept ein lo yad. The fact that she's bishus shaman. That sounds like a kinyan aguf that he owns her. She's bishuso. The Pnei Yoshua Lechora is assuming, like the Tosas Arash, like the Meiri, that the Baal does have a Kinyan Aguf in his wife. That's why they can talk about Ein Kinyan Acha Kinyan. The Avner Miluim must be assuming, like the Ramban, that there is no Kinyan Aguf in the wife. So there's no Ein Kinyan Acha Kinyan to talk about. The only reason that Ein Kiddushin Tosin Be'eshes Ish could be the reason of the Gemara, that there's Chiyav Kares. So that's why he says that by Shivcha Charufa, since there's no Chiyav Kares, Kiddushin will be Tofsin Ba. Okay? So that's what I mean when I say that that classically they like to say over that this shaila, whether kiddushin is only a chalos iser or is a kinyan mamon also kinyan aguf and the isha, it's a machlokas da avne melum and the pnei yoshua, but it's not just a machlokas achronim, it really finds its source in the Rishonim. The Ramban and Daf Tezayin says the Feirish that Kinyan Ishas is a Kinyan Isser, and he alludes to that fact on Daf Gimel. He says there's no Kinyan Aguf in the Isha. The Meiri and the Tosfos Rosh seem to be taking the other approach. They hold that there is a Kinyan Aguf in the Isha. So according to them, according to the Meiri and the Tosfos Rosh, you can talk about an Kinyan Achar Kinyan. According to the Ramban, Lechor, there is no way that you can talk about an Kinyan Achar Kinyan. So the Nafkamina between the Rishonim, Nafkamina between the Rishonim will be, why is it that Ein Kiddushin Tosin Be'eshes Ish? Is it only because of Chiyuv Kares, or is it even because of Ein Kinyan Achar Kinyan? Nafkamina, Shecha Charuva, where there is no Chiyuv Kares, but nevertheless, you could be Mekudesh, so the first guy, and if you hold it Ein Kinyan Achar Kinyan, then the second Kiddushin are not going to be Chal.
So we're saying that the Avni Miller is agreeing with the Ramban that now the Baal doesn't have a kinyan, but he is in control of the Yisr. How does that play out with the Shifa Haruva? Because really, now she could be Mukadesha to both of them. So is the Baal really still in control of that Yisr? Because really, she has to choose and
receive. Right. So it just becomes more complicated. The Baal is in control of the Yisr in the sense that she is Asura Lekulei Alma. But now, through the second kiddushin, there is a kiddushin that has been chal. So if the first Baal writes her a get, she's still asura l'kulei alma through the second kiddushin. Meaning the second kiddushin are not so relevant until the first Baal writes her a get. She can't live with the second husband, right? But they will be chal. L'inyan said that if she wants to marry a third guy, she needs a get from both.
Right.
Okay? Okay, yeah. Jeremy. So I don't
mean, it was a kiddushin by the first guy that she's been kaddish,
right? Right. What does a kiddushin mean? Kinyasa means that she has a status of Issa Veheter that he is in control of. He did a Maisa Kinyasa to create that status of Issa Veheter, but she's not Rishusa. She's not Rishusa. So because she's not Rishusa, she can accept the Kiddusha from another person.
It's not really a Kinyan then, because if you're holding that status.
It's not a Kinyan. Okay. We call it a Kinyan Issa, but remember, it's a Kinyan Issa for two reasons. Primarily because you're using the same mechanism that you would to create a Chalos Kinyan Mamon to create this status of Issa. That's the main reason why it's called a Kinyan Issa. I also added that the Baal happens to be in control of that status. It's still true. He is in control of the status. But because it's not a real Kinyan that she's Bershuso, she still is able to accept the Kiddushin from a second person. Okay. This question as to the nature of Kiddushin, someone has suggested that might be the Shakla Vitaya in the first sugya of the Masech. Okay, so now we'll pedal back, we'll come full circle, and with this we'll close the sugya. Let's look back at the Gemara and examine the Shakla Vitaya. Ha'isha Niknes. Ma'ishna ha'cha d'toni ha'isha Niknes, ma'ishna ha'cha d'toni ha'ish Mekadesh. Here the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Kinyan, and there in the second paragraph you use the Lashon of Kiddushin. So said the Gemara, Mishnah the Kabbalah, the Misni Kesa, the Kesa, the Nolan, Gama, Kicha, Kicha, the Stay Ephraim. Kicha is called Kinyan, so therefore, Ha'isha Niknes. Right? The Nisni Hasam Ha'ish Kone, the Meikar, Tani Lishna, the Rice, the Vasab, Tani Lishna, the Rabbom. Okay. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. Gemara says, why does it say Ha'isha Nignes over here and it says Ha'ish Mekadesh in the next Perek? And it answers the Kasha. Meikar Tani Lishna Deraisa V'hada Tani Lishna Derabban. But the Gemara really is not finished. We're going to get to the next part of the Gemara a little bit later, next week maybe. Gemara asks another Kasha. V'nisni Hacha Ha'ish Kone. Oh, you want the Lashon Kinyan? No problems. But why say Ha'isha Niknes? Why don't you say Ha'ish Kone? Why pick on Isha? Let's have Ish. What's the answer to that Kasha? So the Gemara has a number of answers, but the Maskon of the Gemara is Ha'isha Niknes tells me that Kiddusha can only be done Midas Isha. It has to be done Midaita, not Bakarcha. She has to agree to it. As opposed to Gerishin. Minatari can be Magarishin Isha Bakarcha. Rabbeinu Gershon made a chayrim not to do that. Minat Torah works Balkarcha. Kiddushin doesn't work Balkarcha of the Isha. Ha'isha Niknes sounds like she is Niknes. She allows herself to be Niknes. That's why it says Isha as opposed to Ha'ish Kona. Ha'ish Kona would sound like even Balkarcha. So comes the Rashba and asks a very simple question. Ha'isha niknes, yeah? The Gemara has two kashas. The Gemara has a kasha, why does it say ha'isha, and why does it say niknes? So if you were asking these two kashas, which one would you ask first? Which one would you ask first? Anyone want to volunteer? Ellie, why don't you volunteer?
The second question.
You'd ask the second question first?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way the Gemara does it. But most of us put our first foot forward and then our second foot forward. Why would you ask the first question first? Why don't you ask on the first word of the Mishnah before the second word of the Mishnah? Ha'isha niknes. Would you say, why does it say ha'isha as opposed to ha'ish? Or would you say, why does it say niknes as opposed to mekudeshes? Miskadeshes. Which question would you ask first? Sorry? Oh, I didn't realize what you were saying. Right, okay. Oh, the second question first. Okay, you're just not talking the same language. I mean, we are talking the same language, but okay. Right, exactly. The Gemara's second question first. Meaning, ask on the first word before you ask on the second word. Oh, that's the Rashba's kasha. Don't ask the second question first. Ask on the first word, and then ask on the second word. That's what you meant, Ellie. Good. That's the Rashba's kasha. You were mechavik to the Rashba's kasha? Pim tov akush yizu havalei lakdume kisidra demasnisen. Let's ask about Ha'isha first before Niknes. Think of the second word. What do you jump into the second word for? Moshe Kapoya? Backwards? What was backwards for? Comes the Rashba, Maskona. He quotes a different answer initially, but he says, Mestaber, the High Kusha, if you haven't seen the Rashba and you have a Kovetz, look at the Kovetz with me. I know some of you didn't get to the last line of the Makaris. Mustaba says the Rashba, the High Kushya, the Kamaksha Talmud of Lisni Ha'ish Kona, Lesle Ike. The second kasha is not really such a good kasha. That's why it doesn't ask the first. Isha Niknes, Ish Kona, that's not a good kasha. Why? The Adiraba, Ha'isha Niknes Odiv Tve, the Tani Ha'ish Kona, Havitzorech La Fushe Belishne, Ha'ish Kona Es Ha'isha. You'd need more words. We want to write the Mishnah in the briefest possible way. This is not an essay that you're counting words to make sure that you have the 700 words. Right? We want to have the fewest number of words to keep it as simple as possible. Ha'isha Niknes is much simpler than Ha'ish Kona Es Ha'isha. It's half the size. So that question, why Ha'isha as opposed to Ha'ish, the Rashba says it's not really such a good kasha. So why is the Gemara ask it later? So he says, "Elam Mishum Da'agav Kushyazu Boy Lashmuin and Demidaitem Miskadeshes Lo Bakarcha Hu Dukamak Shalehachi." The Gemara wants to teach us a halacha that she's Miskadeshes only Midaitem. So it asks the kasha. But Be'emes, if you were asking kashas, not the first kasha I would ask. There are some good kashas and some not so good kashas. So here, every kasha is good. But if you're writing a Gemara, you got to ask only the really good kashas, right? Or at least if you're going to ask the good kashas, they should come first. So this is not such a good kasha, Zok the Rashba, because it's going to require four words as opposed to two. But it's not a bad kasha. It's a valuable kasha because Agav the Kasha will learn a very important halacha that a woman is only miskadeshes midaita. But the real kasha is why niknes? Because the lashon of kiddushin is used throughout Shas. We don't find niknes throughout Shas. Avalel kasha le lishna the niknes we should have a kula talmud the kinyan isha b'lashon kiddushin mafikla. Kinyan isha is always referred to as miskadeshes. You don't call her an isha niknes. You call it an isha miskadeshes. So that's why they mentioned that kasha first. Mishemachi akadimu the high kusha v'hai lo kasha. This kasha is a real kasha. The other kasha is not such a good kasha. So that's why the Gemara puts the kasha of niknes over the kasha of ha'isha. Okay, this is the Rashba's answer to the kasha. Comes Rav Itzel Aponovich and he says, I think there's a simpler teretz to the kasha. What's the Gemara saying? If all the Gemara cared about is the Lashon, the Gemara wouldn't ask a kasha about the Lashon. Isha. Okay, so it says Isha as opposed to Isha. That's not the kasha of the Gemara. It's up to Rav Itzel. The kasha of the Gemara is fundamental. How can you say niknes? Kiddushim's not about kinyan. It's not monetary kinyan over here. You're not buying and selling property. You're not buying and selling stocks. What does the lashon of niknes make sense in the context of kiddushin? That's the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara picks on the second word because it's asking a fundamental kasha. Linguistic kasha? That's not such an important kasha. Isha, Ish, doesn't really matter to me so much. But Niknes? Niknes is a very, very serious kasha. Because maybe Niknes doesn't make any sense. That's the kasha of the Gemara. How can you start Isha Niknes? It should be Miskadeshes because there is no Kenyan when it comes to Kiddushin. There's no Kenyan at all. No Kenyan Mammon. If there's no Kenyan Mammon, what Lashon Niknes makes? Does Lashon Niknes make any sense? That was the kasha of the Gemara, a fundamental kasha. That's why I picked on the second word, not the first word. The question is, what's the answer? So what's the answer now? So one way to learn the answer is to say that since we learned the kingdom of Kiddushin from Kesa, from Soda, maybe Taka, there is a Kenyan moment even by Isha. Maybe the answer is that your Havamina was wrong. The Havamina was there's only a Chalos Isser. Okay, let's put it into our terminology. The Havamina was that the Ramban is correct, that there's no King and Aguf in the Isha. So maybe the Maskana is like the Pnei Yoshua. Maybe the Maskana is like a Tosas Arash, like the Meiri, that there really is a Kenyan woman. That could be what the answer is. It's a fundamental shock of attire in the Gemara. It's Leponovision, not Stop. He's one of the Gaonim in Europe. So he suggests that maybe the Maskana of the Gemara is that maybe the Taka is a Kenyan Mammon. Maybe that's Taka the Maskana. The Maskana of the Gemara is to teach me like the Pnei Yoshua. That's how he phrases it. But I'll say differently. To teach me like the Tosas Arash and the Meiri. Well, we have the Rishonim say the same thing. Maybe there is a Kenyan Mammon in Gufa Isha. What's Ramban going to say? What's the Maskana of the Gemara? What's the teretz of the Gemara according to Ramban? Why does it say Niknes? Why does it say Niknes? It says Niknes not because of something fundamental. Fundamentally, according to Ramban, it should have said Miskadesh because there really is only a Kiddush, there's only a Chalos Hissa, there really isn't a Kenyan moment. So why does it say Niknes? Because Kesef. Since we're learning Kesef out of Sodeh, even though fundamentally the Kenyan Isha is not like Kenyan Sadehudi, right? It's not fundamentally the same, but since that's the Makar, and Kichav called Kenyan, so we use a Lashon of Kenyan. According to the Ramban, the word Niknes in the Mishnah is not fundamental. Right? It's not that we're saying Niknes to tell me something fundamental about Kiddushin, that it's a Kenyan moment. No, it's Chalos Issa. Don't get so excited. It's the Chalos Issa of the Ramban. There's no Kenyan Agur. So Taka, what's the maskana? So why does it say Niknes? It says Niknes because we derive Kesef from Stei Ephron. And Stei Ephron is a Maisa Kenyan. So the same Maisa that you use to achieve a Chalos Kenyan is a Gzeres HaKosev. You use the same Maisa to achieve a Chalos Issa by Kedusha. So that's why we use a Lashon Niknes. It's picked on the Lashon. That's like a linguistic thing. It's picked on the Lashon because we're deriving Kenyan Kesef from Stei Ephron. But it's not fundamental. Going to the Pnei Yoshua, the Tosa Rosh Meiri, it uses a Lashon Niknes to teach me something fundamental. To teach me something fundamental about Kiddushin, that there's really a Kenyan Mammon. According to the Ramban, Niknes couldn't be teaching me that, because the Ramban doesn't hold that there's a Kenyan Mammon in Kiddushin. So it must be that the Maskana of the Gemara is Mishum de Boy Lemisni Kesef. He wants to tell me how Isha Niknes B'Sholosh Drachim Kesef Shtarubiyah. It's going to pick on Kesef. Kesef is the first one. So because the Kesef is derived from Stei Ephron. That's why it picks on the Lashon of Niknes, even though fundamentally there is no Kenyan moment. All right.
Well, then should still ask on Ish. It still should ask, according to Ramban, should still ask Ish or Isha person.
Why?
Because they're both not fundamental.
They're both not fundamental. So the Rashi Bo has a different answer to that kasha. Right? He quotes the Yesh Mefarshim. That actually Hochi, the actually Hochi have a Mishani Le Mishum Seifa Kedi Amina B'Samach. It's a different answer. There are other answers to the Kasha. So the Ramban could give a different answer to why it has the second Kasha as opposed to the first Kasha. Yaakov? It's a fundamental Kasha, but it's not a fundamental Terek. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's a good answer also, Aaron, right? That the Ramban, maybe if the Ramban couldn't have thought of another answer, so that he'd be forced to say that there's something fundamental here. Maybe there really is a Kenyan Mammon here. But once the Ramban says, I can give you a technical answer, so then I'll give the technical answer. Then we're not forced to say that there's something that there's a kinyan mamon in kiddushin, that there's really something fundamental in the word nikneis that teaches me that there's a kinyan mamon in kiddushin. Okay, let's stop here.